Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, that's a great question, because I don't know how the hell Shams got that story or how that even leaked, especially it being like some of it being like kind of word for word, or not necessarily word for word, but quoted. Mm-hmm. That was the crazy part about it.
The voice of Paul George, Podcast P, going on his podcast yesterday, trying to find who's the leak in the Sixers locker room. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Eagles. I believe this is a must win if the Eagles are going to have the number one seed in the NFC. Got to beat the Rams on Sunday. Hugh, as we learned throughout the show, a little fear about the Rams. We can hear it. It's coming out minute by minute. Yeah, I think the audience knows. We also have Hugh's Clues here for your chance at a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Looking for an actor with a diverse and vast IMDb. Page. And if you don't know that, IMDb, it's, you know, that's where they list
all the movies.
Yeah, so this actor's done
a large catalog.
Yeah, they got a lot of credit for these movies.
Like that. All right, so before we get back to all the Eagles stuff and the phone calls, we got to talk about the Sixers. They're back home tonight. They will play the Nets. So that was Paul George yesterday on his podcast. Then there was a report from Jake Fisher, who I now believe covers the NBA with Mark Stein over his newsletter. Jake, local guy, and he does a great job covering the NBA. He reported that Joel Embiid, Hugh, is out looking for the snitch.
He ain't got to look too far. He in the locker room.
All right, this whole thing.
He ain't got to look too far. But you know what the funny part about this, Joe, before you go into what you're about to say, which I find hilarious. Joel Embiid mad because somebody told family business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Joel Embiid telling family business by telling reporters that he's looking for the person that told family business.
It's family business on family business.
Yeah, basically, like, what are you doing? Basketball players are different, man. And some of the stuff that they do, I will never understand. It's just I guess because they deal with a different clientele or whatever, they date the same people, which I find just beyond me. They do that. They beat each other up in the locker room, and it's just par for the course. So for Joel Embiid to be upset that somebody told on him, and then him to turn around and actively tell other people he's looking for who told, they're not that hard to find.
So here was
you see them every day.
There's only like 15 on the team.
You know what I mean?
So here was Jake Fisher yesterday. Quote, so when ESPN reported details on Tuesday morning from inside the 76ers team meeting following Monday night's blown lead in Miami, one league figure close to Philadelphia's All-Star Center told me, Joel is going to be furious, and then Embiid was going to try to find the Sixers' supposed snitch. So we're focusing, obviously, on all the dumb things here inside that locker room.
Instead of what's actually being said.
How about show up on time? Like, how about the meeting isn't necessary? The leak never happens if you show up on time. So Sixers back in Philadelphia tonight. Now, it is important to note this. Joel Embiid was present at shoot-around today, but he didn't participate ahead of the game. So we'll see if he even plays. But, Hugh, if I was going to the game tonight, And I'm not a booer. I mean, you may think I am based on the show, but like I'm not really a booer. Like I don't go to games and boo. I think this guy deserves a hearty boo tonight.
You would boo Joe?
I would boo tonight. Like if I was at the game tonight, I would give him a boo. This is boo-worthy stuff. Over the last couple of games and days, he has been called out by his teammates for not giving full effort and attention to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is making it more about that and the story than it is his own like is showing some remorse and saying, I'll be better. It's about, well, woe is me, and I'm going to go find the snitch. I would boo this guy tonight.
Well,
Would you boo him?
I would say in his defense. What was his stat line last night? He was like 35 and what?
He played better in
Memphis.
Yeah.
So tonight, if he keeps playing well, I mean, he can keep looking for the
snitches.
The snitches. But my question is this. Okay, after you find a person, what you going to do? Like, that's the question. What are you going to do?
And do you think there's one snitch, or is it like the second gunman on the grassy knoll? Is there multiple snitches?
I don't know. But it's I just find it funny that throughout this whole thing, that's what you're stuck on.
The wrong things.
I mean, and I get this more than you know, and you could feel that way, but you can't. You just look crazy voicing it.
You look ridiculous. Kyle, would you boo tonight?
Do you know who you're asking?
I just want to hear you say it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this thing, because you like to say, there's different kinds of boos.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
Soft boo or like, let
no,
him hear
it. Like, if it were up to me, it would be disgusting in that building. Like, the whole drama about like the high school basketball team looking for the snitch, like just beyond that, the one thing that to me, and I think to a lot of Philadelphians, that's unforgivable is a lack of effort. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing that I can give that Joel Embiid can also give, it's not my athleticism, it's not my shooting ability, it's not my size, it's effort. Everybody on this earth can give full 100% effort. And if you're not doing that, and it doesn't match up to what you're being paid and you know what we expect of you, then you deserve to hear it. And I don't think anybody should, nobody should pull back. Like, he needs to know that this is unacceptable.
And when the people closest to you are telling you your effort's not good enough, it really means something.
Like, it resonates.
Yeah, it's one thing for me to sit there and try to perceive what I'm watching in a game and say, I don't know if he's really giving his all tonight. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But when his teammates were there with him every day and know him, and I would think like him, especially Tyrese Maxey, they seem to have a good relationship, when he's calling you out, it should resonate. Instead, this is like, Kyle, you framed it well. It's high school stuff.
Yeah.
We're on looking for snitches.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're rolling our eyes. We're basically saying, woe is me. This guy, he needs to hear it now tonight from the fan base. This fan base, and maybe not, when I say this, I don't mean the WIP caller. I just mean the entire city of Philadelphia has coddled this guy for years, defended him, cheer him at this. No, give him a boo tonight.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean it's over. You know, plenty of great players have been booed here,
mm-hmm.
but let him hear tonight that we're not happy.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, like, it's one thing for somebody like us or like Howard to say he's out of shape, he's not like
right.
this or that, right? Like, but for Tyrese Maxey to have to call him out, like, forget whether it was leaked or not. The fact that it happened, it's totally unacceptable.
It says how bad it is. It really does. And obviously it doesn't resonate with Joel that we're on some sort of witch hunt to find the who's got the loose lips in that locker room. I mean, come on, let's get real.
215-592-90.
Who's the tattletale? I mean, Jesus.
I'm not gonna lie, I can relate to that. I would be trying to find this.
Yeah, you would.
Well, we know what happened the last time you were in a locker room, buddy.
You should be the PR guy down there. There's no way.
Listen, I'm trying to be better, but I get where you're coming from. I really do.
So you want to be their PR guy?
I'm telling you,
you get it.
I'm like, listen, dog, I get it, but we can't do that. Like, we can't do that. When they told on me for cooking the bacon, I was hot. But I let it go.
Wasn't it on the air?
It was on the air.
So then everyone kind of knew.
But you know, it was only two people. But I let it go. I was hot, though, Joe. I was hot. That was like that.
So did the boss call you and
say,
what did he say?
He called me and said, hey, man, I can't be cooking bacon on the air. And I'm like, what? But I got it. You know, I didn't get mad.
Good,
I got it. But I understood.
You know what? Deep down, though, you were playing chess, not checkers.
Because
you have a Hatfield endorsement.
Because
found out this guy cooked bacon on the air.
No, listen. Because I damn sure I'd have put on my pajamas and went straight down there and be like, yo. But I was like, you already got fired for that before. You can't get fired for that again. So,
there are certain people that can be trusted to work from home. The guy that's making bacon on the air is not one of them. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the Eagles. Is this a must-win game? We have Hughes Clues for you. $50 gift card to The Melting Pot. Looking for an actor with a wide variety of roles in their career. And the Sixers. Embiid, if you were going tonight, would you give him a boo? I also have a theory. And then right back to the phone lines, because he's, I guess, questionable for tonight. He didn't participate in the shoot-around. Do you think Embiid might be trying to avoid that hearty, throaty boo tonight? If he's not playing, he doesn't get introduced. He just sits there. It's a different level. Like, you can boo a guy in street clothes, but there's no 7'2" from Kansas, Joel Embiid. Like, that's the boo. Without that, does he really have a moment to get booed?
I would say.
I wonder.
I don't think Joel Embiid cares.
Well, obviously he does.
I think he's on
a witch hunt.
That part he cares about.
1,000,000% cares. Did you hear everything I've done for this city?
No,
he cares so much.
I think when I say he doesn't care, he's kind of at a point right now where I would not be surprised, since this is still resonating with him.
Of course it is.
Man, it won't be long now for Joel Embiid to say he won't out.
Here's the thing. If he sits leaving tonight, isn't he proving everybody that wants to go and boo him right?
He leaving.
Well, he is, but he doesn't get he doesn't get the boo.
Well, he might get worse.
Left injury management.
If he's sitting on the bench in street clothes, like the fans, you know, it might not be a full stadium boo because he's not getting announced, but like, man, I'm not condoning this, but like the people in that section might be nasty.
They might. I mean, it could happen too.
He's going to pull a Draymond when he find out who did this. And then he's going to leave.
You think he's going to swing on a teammate?
Yes. Is that a prop bet for that? He's swinging. He about to whip Marcus. He about to put hands on Marcus.
If he swings on a teammate 3 weeks after pushing a reporter, if I were the Sixers, I'd tell him go home. Well, like, go home.
That's the other thing is like.
You mean a paid vacation?
Go home. Yeah.
Well, that's my question.
Get out.
My question. He finds a snitch, then what? What are you going to do?
You got to put hands on him, Kyle.
No, you don't.
You got to.
No, you don't.
You have to at this point.
Absolutely not.
What is your only recourse?
That's unacceptable.
I'm not saying.
No, his recourse is to forget it and move on and do what his teammates called him out for.
How about be on time?
My God.
You put it out there. You got to whoop him now. You have to.
No, you don't.
That's street rules. You have to.
No.
You are so disqualified.
Professional basketball.
This guy's trying to be the Sixers PR guy.
Wait a minute.
You are fired. As I throw a pin at you by accident. You're fired.
Listen. This is street rules. This is street rules 101.
No.
You put it out. You got to swing on him, man.
This is not street. This is the NBA.
But
what are you talking about?
Dude, you got to swing on him.
No,
bro.
He doesn't.
No, if you listen, you fired. You got to whoop him.
You are fired as the PR guy. Fired. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Josh in Wilmington. He was fired.
You
got to
whoop him. You got to whoop him.
What's up, Josh?
What's up, boys? So, Football Friday, first and foremost, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's go, right? However, since we're on the Embiid thing, I was sitting on a couch last night, and I drifted off into thought. And what I came up with was, one, do you think that in any way possible, Joel Embiid is taking a play right from the book of Jimmy Butler on how to weasel out and be a thorn to an organization? And could it possibly be Joel Embiid is the leak?
Oh, that's next level thinking. So, Josh, the first theory you had, I do think there might be some real merit to that. Like, I mean, he's very close with Jimmy. Just the other night, it got lost in the shuffle because of all that other nonsense. He said after the Miami game that Jimmy's the best player in the league, which I don't know what league he's watching, but whatever. Like that.
Exactly.
So he obviously they're very close. Josh, you could be onto something that he is almost like passive aggressively or like, you know, almost immaturely trying to get them to trade him away. Yeah, I that could be. Now, as far as the other part, maybe we'll see. But yeah, I think you're onto something there, Josh.
Just a thought, right? Now let's now that we've gotten off of that crybaby loser, let's go ahead and talk about the Birds, right? Mm-hmm. I do believe this is a must win. 100%. I think that if we go out there and we play the defense that we've been playing for the past few weeks, we'll be in the game, one, because, you know, their receivers are good and that quarterback can sling the ball. Yet, you know, with the pressure that we've been getting up front and, of course, our linebacker play, as I've been a fan of the whole year, I think that we're going to be in it. It's just a matter of the slow start that we've grown accustomed to. You know, I'm kind of worried in that regard, because if you let the Rams get out in front, I mean, you know, playing from behind, we don't really know if this team's got the chops to you know, stay in a game or find themselves in a shootout. And I'm, you know, that's the only thing that kind of worries me. But overall, man, come on now. Friday, Birds. Hugh Douglas is on time to work. Life is good.
Hold up, Josh.
Right?
You act like been to work late like a whole bunch. It was only one time, and it wasn't my fault.
What an Embiid over here. What an Embiid.
Stop Embiid.
Instead of accountability, it didn't happen that often.
Wow.
Joel Douglas.
I can't believe this.
All right, Josh, what do you got for us? Hugh's clues.
So, Hugh's clues now. I mean, just in keeping it with the way the show has been and how funny, could it possibly, is it a male or a female?
No, you're asking too many questions, man.
I know.
That's not how Hugh's clues works.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. Yeah. You think we'd let him bring that to the table? Calling Diana Ross an actress. Come on, Josh, good phone call. No, it's not Diana Ross. So he brought up, Hugh, the first quarter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. You know, we've struggled the whole year in the first quarter. The Rams have actually been outscored by 50 points in the first quarter. So something's got to give Sunday. They're bad in the first quarter. We're usually not that good in the first quarter.
I think this is a game where you have to exploit weaknesses. I think that's the key. Because, like I said, I think you're going up against a good coach. I think you're playing against a seasoned veteran at quarterback. You know, he's not what he used to be, but he's still pretty good, man. You know, even Peyton Manning was dangerous. When he was old and his arm was a noodle, he was still dangerous. So that's something that you have to take into account for.
I almost think you have to throw out the stats when it comes to the Rams, because then they have a few games where they didn't have Nakua or Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like they're 5-5, and they're a borderline playoff team. But they do, like Sunday, they're dangerous. I mean, if the Eagles don't bring their A game, that we know the Rams can move the football. And that first quarter
thing is interesting. Wait a minute, who's out there? Who did you say was out there that was here? Coach Desai, is it Desai?
This is the Desai revenge game. Yeah, we had last week was the Brian Johnson revenge game, and now they have Sean Desai. Does that make you more worried?
No.
Actually, it makes me more confident that they have Sean Desai on their sideline.
That's crazy that he could get the defense going here, but he got a job.
I think he's actually their assistant coach, and then the defensive assistant on top of it. Let's go to Nick, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Nick, what's up?
You know, hanging in there at work, running some equipment over here. I just wanted to touch base with the Eagles. You know, I think this week is definitely a must-win week, especially if you want that first place, you know what I mean? The only thing with the Eagles, I'm not too worried about the defense having to worry about, you know, Stafford. And then what I'm worried about is that defensive front line with Verse and those guys and Hurts holding on to the ball too much. You know, he sits in that pocket a little too long. If those guys applying that much pressure, I think that might be the downfall. If we do end up losing, I don't think we'll lose, but I think that's going to play a huge part in it.
Yeah, Nick, I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's kind of flown under the radar because they're not throwing the ball that much. So, you know, at the end of the game, Jalen doesn't take 5, 6, 7 sacks. But if you look at, like, how many sacks he takes compared to how many times he actually drops back, it's one of the highest percentages in the NFL. He's got to get rid of the football because, as you said, like this is a good front, and as we get to the bigger games and they have to maybe throw more, they take a lot of sacks. I mean, Jalen's got to get rid of the ball faster, Hugh. It's just quicker.
And you don't want to.
He's got 20-something sacks on the season now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, what, 23 or 28 or something like that?
I think the only quarterbacks that are taking them at a higher percentage are Will Levis and Caleb Williams.
That's not a good comparison for Hurts.
No. We got to cut that in like half if we're going to go win the Super Bowl. All right, Nick, what are you thinking here? Hughes Clues, who are we talking about?
Well, the morning show was talking about Gladiator 2, so I'm going to go with Denzel Washington.
So Denzel has been said. Nick, you got another one quickly?
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, not it, but all right. They were talking about Gladiator 2. Anytime anyone says what the morning show was talking about, it could mean for a variety of reasons.
It could be that terrible-ass clip that Joe played this morning that they thought was funny.
Oh, you're ripping a clip from the show?
Oh, no, that clip was terrible.
What was it?
It was like a fan-made parody of Mike Tyson or whatever.
Not a fan?
Oh, no, not a fan at all. That was horrible. Who put that on there? That was terrible.
Well, I guess James.
Yeah.
I guess someone did.
Shame. remember Game of Thrones? You didn't watch Game of Thrones.
I didn't.
Shame.
I've seen the clip, though.
Shame.
We might have to roll the shame thing out when Hugh's being plant-based.
Shame.
As he's being today. Bruce in D.C. calling you out for being plant-based. What's up, Bruce?
Hugh, Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on?
Bruce. What's going on?
Man, look here, man. Look. I haven't called you guys in a couple of days, but I've been listening to various shows. And Hugh, again, man, I got to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle was laughing when I called in for good reason. Man, I just got to ask, man, what in the hell is going on? Why are all the freaking, there's so many Eagle fans that are like skittish and plant-based about this game on Sunday.
They're just like Hugh. They're following Hugh's lead.
Well,
plant-based.
I don't think it's being skittish or plant-based. I feel like when you look at our schedule and you look at who we've played, this is by far, to me, the most seasoned quarterback that we're playing against with the most, at this point in the season, most complete offense that we face.
Because okay, I do agree with that.
Yeah, when I say – it's almost like – when I say what I say, people feel like I'm saying the Eagles are going to lose this game. I didn't say that.
No, I know that. Yeah.
I said that I feel like this would be a challenge. Because the quarterbacks, because I remember being in practice, and mm-hmm. when Troy would try to teach the young DBs, he would teach them, look at the quarterback's eyes and the way that his progressions go so that you could probably jump routes and things of that nature. Quarterbacks are taught to look DBs and safeties off, look them off. You see what I'm saying?
So
that's when I make my assessment, I don't know how much Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell have faced that type of quarterback if you pick up what I'm putting down. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The type of quarterback that will show you one look and look you off, and he might be looking over here, but in his peripheral, he can see the other receiver and he hits him and he catch you slipping. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Now, you know what? That's a great and I agree with you.
Every now
that.
And then I drop some gems.
How about that?
Every now and then.
And that's legit. But here's the thing. Let me just come back at you with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because well, for one thing, I say this with confidence because I went to the Eagles game last year mm-hmm. out in SoFi, right?
It was a takeover. It was loud. It was an Eagle fan takeover.
Shout out to the Eagle fans that's on their way to SoFi.
Look, L.A. Eagle fans mobbed the stadium. I'm talking about people from L.A. It's not just Eagle fans that fly in. They got a lot of Eagle fans. So they're not going to really have a home field advantage. And that's just on the peripheral what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at the game because I know this game. So, and I checked out the Miami game
mm-hmm.
when they went down there and they beat them down. And here's the thing about them is that they got a bad offensive line. They have no running game, and Miami, you know, Miami's defense is still half decent. They caused enough havoc to where he didn't have a lot of options as far as both of his wide receivers because they just started playing. And Miami, the Miami defense was the reason why they went down. And Miami at this point only won three games.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think based on like I said, your points are legitimate. But I think just based on the defense, you know, and what we have and what we're bringing to the table, we're not going to be having problems winning. However, what I'm going to be looking at, it's not a question that I think that the Eagles are going to win. It's how they win in the first quarter, like everybody else has been saying. Now, I do agree, like with the Jalen thing, the thing that I'm looking for is a better performance in the first quarter. They need to be more proficient because one of your other points is, look, they need to score, and they need to get better at scoring in the first half.
Yep.
And how the Eagles are using their receivers, because Jalen still needs work on that. I'm still concerned that they don't throw the ball enough to Dotson. They don't have a third wide receiver, and then I'm just worried about those facets of the game. And
yeah, they got to get it moving more, all rowing in the same direction. Bruce, what do you got for us? Give us a guess. Hughes Clues, actor with a wide variety of roles.
Man, I think this is it, man. Robert De Niro, man.
Rod De Niro, good one.
That's
not
a good
it
guess.
Though, Bruce. How about that? Bruce came in firing at you. You gave him a point. He backed off a little bit.
Well, no, it's
a little
it's,
bit.
I mean, but
coward.
I get. Look, I understand Eagle
Don't
fans
back
are passionate,
down.
And the. Tough part about this is it's Friday. Everybody wants to go into the weekend feeling well. I'm feeling great. I'm not trying to ruin your weekend. I was asked a question that I just gave an answer to.
Too
it
late.
might not jive with what you want to hear.
Some people can't help with their plant based.
Yeah, they get a little bit upset, man. But I ain't trying to make nobody mad, man.
No.
I'm just giving you my thoughts.
Yep, and we're mad about it.
Thing.
And we're mad about it. 215-592-9490 for your phone calls on Sunday night. Plus, Embiid's reception. Would you boo him tonight? Paul, we got to give you a second Hughes Clues next, because the first one, good clue, but the people need a little more help here. We'll have that. Plus, Nick Sirianni's press conference at 11:40 will carry it and maybe get more clarity on a key name on the injury report this week. That's all next. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP every Friday night. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets. Let's get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on all things, like who will score the first basket, which seems to be the first to 15 points, and so much more. Best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Oh, listen to that. I can hear it. I can see it as the Eagles run out of the tunnel in New Orleans to this song.
Take my life away.
I'm noticing hair is getting a little long there for Nick.
He's out of crisis mode.
Well, if they don't win this game Sunday, we know what the reason is. Long hair, Nick.
The Sirianni's hair growing back worry you for Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no
215.
215-592-9494. Sirianni, hair and all. We'll talk around 11:40. We will bring that to you live. Discuss it, Joel Embiid. Would you boo him tonight? I would. If I was going to the game, I'd give him a boo. He needs to hear it from not just the snitches in the locker room. He needs to hear it from us. He needs to hear it from Philadelphia that there's frustration at this guy because we expect more from a player and a star of this caliber. And then the Eagles. Is this a must-win Sunday? I feel like it is a true must-win Sunday if you want the number one seed. If the Eagles' plan and their path is the one seed, and really that should be the plan and the path. I mean, you go back since the NFL went to six teams, now seven in the playoffs. You know, more than half the teams that make the Super Bowl are one seeds. That's the way. And now with the seven-team seeding, you know, if you don't have the one seed, you got to play an extra playoff game. It's not just one and two seeds. So I consider this a must-win. Hugh's a little plant-based on this. We get that. We feel it all day. Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
A second clue?
So we have Hugh's clues today. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line. All right, Hugh. Clue number one was an actor with a wide variety of roles. Clue number two?
This is clue number two. Cal had no clue this person was
I think that's a helpful clue.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it gives you a little sense of timing.
Well, so when I said it, that I didn't really know who this person was, he goes like, "What, dude?" And then I looked the person up. And I'm like, "Why would I know who this is?"
You should know.
But it's not like egregious.
It's a little egregious.
I will say this. Some of our answers so far today, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman.
That would be egregious.
Yeah, it's not quite at that level, but I still think you should know. I was surprised you didn't know the name. I wasn't expecting you to give me 10 movies there.
But it wasn't freak-out worthy.
It was freak-out worthy.
Yeah, I thought it was. I think everyone in the room did. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Johnny's on the road. Johnny wants to chime in on the Embiid thing. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, shout-out, man. Embiid is a big crybaby. I had so much high hopes for him when we drafted him, man. And for somebody that big to not go down on the box, can you imagine if he would have went down on the box?
He didn't go down on the box.
Johnny, I'm with you. We've lost you. Hugh's plant.
I would boo him from the front row. I'd walk down from my nosebleed seat.
Oh, I love this, Johnny. Yeah, you know, Johnny, he's got to hear it tonight. If you wherever you're sitting, you got to be as loud as you can so they hear it on the court. And you're right, Johnny. If you're sitting up top, you go right down to the bottom.
I'm going to buy a ticket and try to escape from the halfway house just so I can go down there and boom.
Johnny, I love this. All right, Johnny, what do you got for us?
What's in the halfway house?
Danny Trejo.
Hey, that's a good guess.
Johnny, we love you, man. Good phone.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
How about Johnny on the road calling in saying if he was in the nosebleeds, he'd get down to the bottom to let Embiid hear him. Say Hugh lost in his own world giggling over here.
I love a good Johnny on the road.
Love him. You know? We have some NFL news here?
94 WIP breaking news.
So according to Ian Rappaport,
yep,
the Giants who benched Daniel Jones release Daniel Jones at his request.
That's awesome for him.
Well, he doesn't go to work anymore.
No, he ain't got to go.
Well, they had him on the scout team safety. Playing safety yesterday. He read a prepared statement about his career ending there yesterday. I mean, everyone knows how this works, right? They don't. If he got hurt, Hugh, if he played any more this season and got hurt, they'd owe him like $25
million. Mm-hmm. So they want to pay.
So they basically are just saying, we're not going to play you the rest of the season. So I guess they agreed to a release.
That's crazy, though. Well, at least he gets the checks for the rest of the season. That's it. He's vetted.
Do we think he signed somewhere as a backup immediately?
Yes.
I think
he'd probably go to Dallas.
What if he started against the Giants on Thanksgiving?
The first thing I thought of was Dallas.
Yeah, he'd probably go to Dallas.
It's probably not enough time to start him next week, is it?
No, probably.
It would add something.
He got 24 hours, though, right? 24 hours? Because unless you get picked up by the worst team.
Oh, he'll be on waivers.
Yes.
Let's take a deep breath. It is Daniel Jones, right? There's not going to be a fervor to sign this
guy. Yeah, he's going to get signed.
You don't think they could use a safety?
No, he's going to get signed.
It would add a little juice to Thanksgiving if the guy just got cut by another team and signed, you know, plays for the other one. We'll see.
That's kind of wild.
It is. No, because this has happened in recent years, and the players just stayed, right? Russell Wilson stayed with the Broncos to the end of the season.
But I felt like putting him at safety, that's disrespectful.
It did feel like that was a bit
much. I feel like somebody should have got swung on.
Daniel Jones can lay the wood, dude. What?
We got real Friday Hugh over here.
You're going to need to regroup during this Sirianni presser.
Good thing we got Nick coming up. Let's go.
What?
You all right?
Yeah,
I don't know. All right, let's go now. Alberto has concerns about Sunday, quite just like you, Hugh. Right, what's up, Alberto?
What's going on? Cut you off Bluetooth. I'm as excited as I am about my Birds being 6-0 so far going into this game. I think it's a trap game. I honestly think it's a trap game. Hugh has been right about a lot of things, but at the same time, he's been wrong about a lot of things. So, you know, that's either here or there.
So I'm 50-50.
50-50, right. You know, there's nothing wrong with 50-50. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with 50-50.
Ain't nothing wrong with 50-50. So I'm as excited, like I said, as excited as I am, I'm cautious. I don't want to go in there with high hopes, but I feel confident that it's going to be a tight game. Defense is going to be a big part of this game. Like Hugh was saying earlier, Matt Stafford has seen a lot. He is the best quarterback that the Eagles have faced this year, and I'm not talking about Jaden Daniels. He's still a rookie. He still has a lot to learn. He still has a lot to develop in the league. So compared Jaden Daniels compared to Matt Stafford, I'll take Matt Stafford all day. He knows more. He's seen more. He's more developed. He has a lot.
Accomplished.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, sir. I was tripping over my words. But
I do it every day, dog. I got you.
I know. I listen to the show all the time.
He knows. He hears you tripping over words. Alberto, I think you're both right. I don't think this is like an easy win. You know, Stafford's good, and he's got Nacua, and he has Cooper Kupp. Alberto, it's going to be fun to watch our young corners try to cover those guys, because those guys could play.
Exactly. It's a big Sunday night game. It's either Jalen Hurts, I think he's going to have a big game, but I think the defense needs to show out. On the whole Embiid situation, mm-hmm. He sucks. He's trash. I've been said that. I don't know how people can get behind an organization that emphasizes losing to win. That just makes no sense to me. But I'll leave that at that. My guess is I'll probably be wrong, but I think James Earl Jones.
That's a very good
guess.
That's
a good guess.
Not it, Alberto. Alberto, call again. That was a strong first call Alberto,
man.
On the show.
Appreciate you calling, bro.
He listens to know enough that you stumble over words.
No, all the time.
Yeah, but that's a good call.
But I do it with conviction.
Conviction,
though.
Yeah.
And a lot of grace.
And pride. Stumbling over those words. All of that.
Monominous.
What is that?
Monominous.
Anonymous.
Yeah, monominous.
Every time you do that, I think of Monomina, and I think of the Muppets.
You know what's funny? And people get mad. Like, I just find it hilarious how upset people get when you enunciate something wrong. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh my God, it's not the way you said. Okay. When you become an English teacher and teach your class and get back to me.
You wouldn't believe how many calls I get. Where people back here are like, tell Hugh it's pronounced. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Is it the Commodores? Is that the one that gets people?
The Commodores is the most common one.
Yeah. Does Hugh know that they're the Commanders?
Nope, no, yeah.
No idea. No idea.
Yeah, he knows. He just likes to get under your skin.
My God.
I live rent-free in a lot of those enunciators' heads on a day-to-day basis.
Just like the snitch lives rent-free in Joel Embiid's head.
Right now, he needs to be swung on, though, Joel.
No, Hugh.
I'm just saying.
You need to stop putting that out there.
If this is an interview, to be a PR guy. How would you handle this situation?
No,
I would encourage him to swing.
You're going to get our show in trouble. Stop.
I'm not trying to get in trouble.
No, our show's going to be in trouble.
But what other recourse do you have at this point? You've put it out in the atmosphere.
Play basketball.
What are you talking about? This isn't high school.
He made it high school. He made it high school.
This is ridiculous.
Saying, what do you go? Okay. Let's say what happens if he fires out. Then what? He's going to go to the paper and say, I can't believe so-and-so called me out.
You think if he finds out who did it, he's going to tell us who did it?
No, you're going
to
put hands
no,
on
no, that would no, be the he same needs thing. To drop the entire
he needs
thing.
To shut up and play basketball. No. Like, just go play the
See,
game.
See, I think y'all missing the point of me saying what he needs to do. Because this would be the first time that Joel Embiid set out to do something and actually achieved it. Y'all missed that. Y'all missing that.
That's just messed up.
No, yeah. But am I wrong? Outside of the MVP? He said he'd been trying to win the championship. Yeah,
but this one doesn't mean anything to anyone but him.
But,
hold on,
but
he wanted to win
saying.
The gold medal here.
Man, he did.
He was on the team. He was along for the ride. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR? He was.
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, TR.
I'm sizzling. Embiid, man, we just need to trade him, man. He just makes us look, he's a good player, but he just makes us look bad, man. The fact that let me backtrack. His injuries got him held up, so to speak. But when he's on the court, man, he just won't get in the paint. He just want to be a guard.
He don't want to get in the box.
The last game he coming up the court, he had, I forgot the name of the Bush, with an O. He made him pass in the ball, let him bring him up the court like he a guard. I mean, what are you going to bring the ball up the court? You know what I'm saying? I think he's scared of Siakam. He don't have no heart. When he plays against Siakam, he acts totally soft. I just think Moses needs to wish Moses can raise from the grave and say, he's going to ride with the squad or you ain't. Stand tall in the paint like me. That's what I wish he would do. I mean, he won't get in the paint. They just allow him to shoot threes. Yeah, he's not in shape, so he can't bang in down low, you know? And as far as the Eagles, man, this is a must-win game. I want him to keep feeding Saquon the ball, you know, keep feeding him. Let's keep feeding him, then do his thing. And we're going to take this win, man.
Let's get another one. Seven in a row. Let's get that one seed. All right, TR, what do you got for us? Actor with a wide variety of roles, and Kyle didn't know who this person was.
Is this an older actor or a younger actor?
I think that you got a guess based on Kyle not knowing, and we knew. Okay.
I don't know. I guess I'll just keep it in West Philly. I'll say Will Smith.
Will Smith. Now, if Kyle didn't know who Will Smith was, that's a problem.
Another problem would be making that the answer 2 days in a row.
I think the bigger issue with you not knowing who Will Smith is.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, Will Smith is a name everyone knows.
Yeah, everybody knows Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's starting to rap again. He had a rap out. He got a song out, I think.
Is that the way to kind of move past a couple years ago with the slap?
I think so. Yeah.
Should rap about
I think he's moved past the slap pretty good, though.
Well, he really hasn't done much since the slap, has he?
Well, he's been low-key. He's had some movie projects. I don't know if he's shooting it or there was talk about him and Michael B. Jordan doing I Am Legend.
Oh.
Number 2.
I'd watch that.
Because I haven't heard too much else about it, but I would definitely want
to
see that.
A sequel to I Am Legend?
Yeah, because, technically, we don't know if he died at the end. Right. We assume he died.
Isn't everybody else dead, though?
Well, there were two alternate endings. No, the lady left. Remember, the lady left in I Am Legend.
I enjoyed that movie. That was a good one.
You know what that movie's based off of? The Omega Man that starred Charlton Heston back in, the 70s.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Seriously.
I don't even know what that is.
You know who Charlton Heston is, right?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Get your hands off me, you damn filthy ape. You never heard that? You never seen Planet of the Apes?
You're talking about 70s stuff, man.
Even before that, yeah.
Okay.
Considered one of the greatest actors of ever?
You guys got to remember who you're talking to.
Yeah,
I am 29
right.
years old, guys.
Also, I think that sometimes we forget this, Hugh, when we talk to Kyle about this stuff. When we were younger,
these are the guys with the big dogs.
And this stuff was on TV. They just replayed these old movies.
The
now,
Ten Commandments. Like, this would be the time the Ten Commandments would be on TV.
Wait, the big movie Ten Commandments?
Yeah, Charlton Heston. Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that, actually.
That's classic. Yeah. I don't. They used to put it on TV every year. I don't think they do that anymore. I think we might have moved past.
Yeah, because
is that over now?
Well, we're in a different time, and you remember some of the actors that played diverse. The cast was diverse. They weren't really that diverse.
I hadn't thought about it, but you're right.
Yeah, but they don't. So they don't. You know, that's kind of not.
Yeah, we're done with that. All right, anymore. Harley's up next. What's up, Harley?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to say I think it's wild that the Giants just released a Daniel Jones. That's hilarious. I heard yesterday he was playing safety for him on their scalp.
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
Yeah,
he should have slapped somebody.
I kind of hope he goes to the Cowboys and plays against the Giants on Christmas or Thanksgiving next week.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great get-back game for him? Maybe they could put him at safety. He can lay the wood on somebody. Somebody else just said.
It would make the game more watchable because that game looks like an awful Thanksgiving game. Go ahead, Harley.
I wanted to talk about the Rams Eagles game. I think it's pretty interesting. I think we got a great chance to win, but I do think it's a game that I think Hugh's right. I think we need to pay close attention. If the offense gets off to a slow start and lets their D line get after Jalen, I think we have a little bit of cause for concern there. Especially with the seasoned veteran with Stafford, I think their offense is going to be able to score some points in our defense, even though our defense has been playing really well. But I Jalen has me concerned a little bit. I mean, he hasn't been playing bad the last two games, but he's still holding the ball a little bit and kind of we're getting off to some pretty slow starts.
Yeah, well, really long. I mean, you look up at the NFL, like the leaders and who holds the ball the longest, he's up. I mean, he's new towards the top. Like, it's not like – it's not just our eyes and our perception, Harley. The stats bear it out, too. He's got to make quicker decisions, and with the receivers he has and this, you know, this scheme, they'll score a lot of points. He just got to get that ball out quicker.
Yeah, I agree totally. I think if this is a game that we come out and get behind by a couple scores, I don't know if we're going to be able to dig ourselves out of it with like their front seven is pretty good. They get after the quarterback. It kind of has me concerned a little bit with that. But I do think obviously we have enough talent, and we'll see what happens with Devontae. But I think it does give us a little cause for concern, even though I think we'll probably end up having a lot of Eagles fans out there. So it might end up turning into a home game.
Yeah,
course,
that's the best part of these games out in L.A. It's been like that for, I'd say, the last, like, 7 or 8 years. It's usually a takeover. Harley, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with a guy. Hopefully I don't butcher his name, but it's Diamond Hansu. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. He's a
Diamond Hansu. I played at Amistad. No,
yeah,
wait a minute. Yeah.
He was at Blood Diamond.
Oh,
is that Diamond Hansu?
I'm trying to picture the guy. No, Harley, that's not it. But that's a good guess because that's one that like doesn't. It's not a A-lister, right?
I didn't know who that was either.
And I don't think that's egregious. The one now,
the other one.
When this is revealed, what we should put up a poll. Should you have known who this person was? I mean, I think most people are going to vote yes.
All right, I have to put my age in there though.
But you're not 12.
Can I?
That's true. This person has been in the consciousness for a long time and in a variety of things.
Can I help people out just a little bit? Just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Just a little bit.
Give him a clue in 2.5?
Just a little bit.
Careful.
I'm just saying, I know more than just black people. I mean, I'm just want to.
Well, someone guessed it.
I know more than just black folks.
I know that.
I mean, you know that. Because when I mentioned the name, he was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm just helping people out.
Well, sometimes you get weird with the Tubi stuff. Like, these could be very obscure.
I haven't watched a good Tubi movie. You know what the last thing that I watched on Tubi was? Stargirl.
You did tell us about that.
I binge watched Stargirl on Tubi.
You're
and it was
binge
really...
watching full shows on
yes,
Tubi?
Yes, because it. See, this is what happened. I was watching.
Sure, you only get so many hours.
No, there is zero chance that's get any good or worth anyone's
no,
time.
No, it's Stargirl is not bad because what
not
I did
bad for Tubi.
No, it's not. It's not bad TV because what happened.
I got a doubt. I got a doubt. I'm sorry.
I started watching it because I thought it was a movie. Because I did. You know how you look at something and you don't look at the time. You just look at. You say, "Oh, this looks like a good movie," and so I was like, "Damn." It's a TV show.
After discovering her stepdad's superhero past, a high school sophomore inspires an unlikely group of young heroes to stop the villains of the past.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's
no,
awful.
It was pretty good, man. I know somebody else out there has been binged watched.
No.
There's simply no way.
There's not a single person that did that.
I guarantee you somebody out there in earshot of this show has watched Stargirl and they agree with me.
All right, if you've listen, you'll go front of the line.
And somebody's watched me in Afghanistan.
If you've binge watched Stargirl on Tubi, 215-592-9494. Hugh, there's not a single person.
I guarantee you.
No, someone may have tried it, watched a few episodes. Binge watched. No.
Yes.
Come on.
Stargirl is awesome.
I mean, you're taking up days of your life for Stargirl.
I tried to get Ike to watch me in Afghanistan.
What did he say?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's a he looked. Sometimes he looks at you like, come on, dog.
No, sometimes he looks at me like, he's like, man, I'm tired of talking to you right now. Let's do something else.
It's exhausting. What are you doing? Terrence in Springfield's up. Hey, Terrence.
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Terrence, what's going on?
Man, first of all, man, we got Joel and Lee running around looking for snitches. Man, he just
snitches get stitches, dog. You know what it is.
Nope.
Snitches get stitches.
Lay low, Joel. Play the game.
He need to go look for some new knees, man. That's what he need to go look for. He need to go look for a mature brain. He's going to ask the Tin Man for some knees and a mature brain. The Wizard of Oz. He's going to ask the Wizard of Oz for a brain and some knees.
Yeah, hop on the yellow brick road instead of looking for the snitch.
Yeah, man, like, this guy's so immature about it. You guys stink, like, and they talking about moving these guys to, I don't care, at this point, who cares where they move to? I don't care. They can move to somebody's backyard and play, put a stadium there. I wouldn't go watch them. But, like, the way they're playing, they're 2-12. They can't even beat mediocre teams right now. They don't have their star players. And we got Maxey playing. We have Embiid playing. This is horrible. It's like a circus right now. And to me, at this point, man, like you said yesterday, Joe, shut this dude down, man. To me, he's like a big goof, you know. And I'm pretty much tired of this guy, of his antics. What do they say, shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
And as far as my Philadelphia Eagles, man, this is, to me, it's 50-50. I told Kyle it's a must-win, but it's not. And this is my point. Detroit ain't got the easiest schedule going down the stretch either.
Mm-mm.
So this is kind of a 50-50. Do we need this game? We need to win this game? It would be nice to win this game. But Detroit got some heavy hitters going on. They got the 49ers. They got Green Bay.
All right, Terrence, you're right. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
Time we, Bob? Okay.
12-10.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see. See how he's feeling by the end of the day. So we'll see where that is. But you know, got a little bit more time to figure it out.
How has Britton looked in practice and return?
Yeah, he's done a nice job. Except we'll see where he is by the end of the day. You don't have to make any decisions quite yet. But he's done a nice job. It's nice to get him back out there. You know, can't stress enough how good of a teammate Britton Covey is, and guys like being around him, so it's nice having him back out there in the mix and interacting with his teammates on the practice field.
When he is back, how do you make the decision about who's the punt returner? What factors determine that?
Yeah, you know, obviously we'll always do what's best for our football team, what we feel is best for our football team. Coop's done a very, very good job returning the ball in Britton's absence. Britton has done an excellent job, been one of the best guys in the league returning the punts as when he was the punt returner. So good problem to have. We'll factor everything and make the decision that best suits our football team.
On the outside and what we know of what goes on with you and your relationship with players, you know, it seems like you're very much a player's coach, and that you being able to relate to them that way helps you. But when you find it necessary to kind of dole out punishment or discipline, what factors into you having to kind of go in that direction? What do you factor in?
Yeah, you know, we have a standard. And if the standard is met, I think that if you ask the guys, they'll tell you I'm fair. And if the standard's met, I'm going to be one of the most excited people in the building. Let's just talk about the tape first. You know, it won't get into off-field stuff or anything like that. Everything's kind of handled a little bit differently. If we're talking just about the tape, if the standard's met, we'll show it on tape. We'll celebrate it, you know, and other guys will learn from it. If the standard's not met, we'll correct it. And we'll correct it like we do with everything in front of everybody, just so everybody can get better from it. Anything off the field, we have our rules. Same thing. I think it's kind of the same thing. It's if the standard's met, then, we celebrate it. If it's not, then we have rules. We have team rules. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick.
Speaking about having faith based on results, and you're at a point now in your coaching career where you have guys with built equity. How do you know, in the case of like Jake Elliott now, some other veterans, that you're not putting too much weight on past results and you're focusing on current results?
Yeah, that's a good question. You put faith, you account for everything, just like when you are trying to make decisions on, you know, game management things, like everything's accounted for. The you know, what in the future, you know, what currently is happening and what's happened in the past. You see practice every single day. Again, you guys and everybody doesn't get to see the results at practice, right? And so practice, we are, you know, we feel like if you practice average, you're going to play average. If you practice great, you're going to play great. And so a lot of these things and a lot of these decisions and a lot of this faith, like, you're seeing 1/10 of it, right, on Sunday. Now you're seeing the most important part of it, right, because it's what you prepare for when you watch it, you know, when you guys are watching the game. But all that, you know, yes, game, we take a lot of faith from what happens in the game, but all those things that happen in our game-like practices as well are taken into account in our walkthrough and our meetings. That's where you build faith up. And so, but everything is taken into account. You know, when plays designed for somebody, that play was thought out, you know, very in depth by us as coaches, with the player in mind to be able to run that play. And then it was executed in practice, right? If that doesn't happen, it's rare that something's not executed well in practice, it gets run in a game. So I think that all goes into it.
Two more, please.
As far as Jalen being limited on Wednesday, is that more like being proactive because of the past injuries he's had late in the season?
Yeah, you know, again, he's good to go. I'm not going to get too much into everybody's injuries. You guys know me, how I'll kind of, or not injuries, but get into everybody's things. Like, I'm not going to get into that, but he's good to go. He, you know, everybody's doing maintenance on their bodies at this time of the year. And so you saw he was limited on Wednesday. He was good to go yesterday. He'll be full in today. So, but like I said, everybody's doing maintenance because this is a long season. I mean, these guys are going through, you know, just such a long, grueling season. And we're in week 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in week 12 right now. So, you know, a lot of guys are just, you know, continuing to do the extra things they need to do for the long haul.
I meant it more from point of view, like, you know, he's always been a guy who wants to do everything in every practice,
mm-hmm.
no matter if he's hurting or not in the past. And if that's what you guys are doing this year.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to get too much into that, but yeah, he's good to go, you know, and you guys, like I said yesterday, he was in full, and you guys talked to him and heard from him as well.
Nick, if Jahan or Johnny Wilson have to have elevated roles this week, what have you seen that gives you confidence that they're ready for that?
Yeah, just the continued getting better every single day. Both of them have made some big plays, you know, in the past couple weeks, right? Johnny catching his first touchdown pass, Jahan catching a deep ball in the Jacksonville game, then also the Dallas game, and so, yeah. Again, and then the things that we see in practice. These guys come to work hard every single day. They put it on the line every single day. They've had good practices throughout the week, and you know we're excited about their possibilities if they need to. And then we've had some good experiences with guys this year that have stepped in and contributed, and that's an awesome part of a team.
All right, thanks.
All right, there it is. Nick Sirianni's Friday press conference. Devontae Smith, we'll see. So we'll check out that injury report. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on the other side. Joel Embiid's reception at the games tonight. Would you boo him if you were going? Eagles, is this a must-win? I believe it is against the Rams. They're going to be the number one seed. Plus Sirianni on Devontae Smith. And what does that mean for Jalen Hurts Sunday, the passing game, all to come? 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You voted. The ballots are tallied. Now, Sports Radio 94, WIP's Turkey.
Oh, listen to that. I can hear it. I can see it as the Eagles run out of the tunnel in New Orleans to this song.
Take my life away.
I'm noticing hair's getting a little long there for Nick.
He's out of crisis mode.
Well, if they don't win this game Sunday, we know what the reason is. Long hair, Nick.
The Sirianni's hair growing back. Where are you for Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no
215.
Question. 215-592-9494. Sirianni, hair and all. We'll talk around 11:40. We will bring that to you live. Discuss it, Joel Embiid. Would you boo him tonight? I would. If I was going to the game, I'd give him a boo. He needs to hear it from not just the snitches in the locker room. He needs to hear it from us. He needs to hear it from Philadelphia that there's frustration at this guy because we expect more from a player and a star of this caliber. And then the Eagles. Is this a must-win Sunday? I feel like it is a true must-win Sunday if you want the number one seed. If the Eagles' plan and their path is the one seed, and really that should be the plan and the path. I mean, you go back since the NFL went to six teams, now seven in the playoffs. You know, more than half the teams that make the Super Bowl are one seeds. That's the way. And now with the seven-team seeding, you know, if you don't have the one seed, you got to play an extra playoff game. That's not just one and two seeds. So I consider this a must-win. Hugh's a little plant-based on this. We get that. We feel it all day. Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
A second clue?
So we have Hugh's clues today. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot on the line. All right, Hugh. Clue number one was an actor with a wide variety of roles. Clue number two?
This is clue number two. Cal had no clue who this person was when I said it.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a helpful clue.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it gives you a little sense of timing.
Well, so when I said it, that I didn't really know who this person was, he goes like, "What, dude?" And then I looked the person up, and I'm like, "Why would I know who this is?"
You should know.
But it's not like egregious.
It's a little egregious.
I will say this. Some of our answers so far today, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman.
That would be egregious.
Yeah, it's not quite at that level, but I still think you should know. I was surprised you didn't know the name. I wasn't expecting you to give me 10 movies there.
But it wasn't freak-out worthy.
It was freak-out worthy.
Yeah, I thought it was. I think everyone in the room did. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Johnny's on the road. Johnny wants to chime in on the Embiid thing. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, shout-out, man. Embiid is a big crybaby. I had so much high hopes for him when we drafted him, man. And for somebody that big to not go down on the box, can you imagine if he would have went down on the box?
He didn't go down on the box.
Johnny, I'm with you. We've lost you. I would
boo him from the front row. I'd walk down from my nosebleed seat.
Oh, I love this, Johnny. Yeah, you know, Johnny, he's got to hear it tonight. Wherever you're sitting, you got to be as loud as you can so they hear it on the court. And you're right, Johnny. If you're sitting up top, you go right down to the bottom.
I'm going to buy a ticket and try to escape from the halfway house just so I can go down there and boom.
Johnny, I love this. All right, Johnny, what do you got for us?
What's in the halfway house?
Danny Trejo.
Hey, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess. Johnny, we love you, man. Good phone.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
How about Johnny on the road calling and saying if he was in the nosebleeds, he'd get down to the bottom to let him beat hear him. Say Hugh Lawson in his own world giggling over here.
I love a good Johnny on the road.
Love him. You know. We have some NFL news here?
94 WIP breaking news.
So according to Ian Rappaport,
yep,
the Giants who benched Daniel Jones released Daniel Jones at his request.
That's awesome for him.
Well, he doesn't go to work anymore.
No, he ain't got to go.
Well, they had him on the scout team playing safety yesterday. He read a prepared statement about his career ending there yesterday. I mean, everyone knows how this works, right? They don't. If he got hurt, Hugh, if he played any more this season and got hurt, they'd owe him like $25
million. Mm-hmm. So they want to pay.
So they basically are just saying, we're not going to play you the rest of the season. So I guess they agreed to a release.
That's crazy, though. At least he get the checks for the rest of the season. That's it. He's vetted.
Do we think he signed somewhere as a backup immediately?
Yes.
I think
he'd probably go to Dallas.
What if he started against the Giants on Thanksgiving?
The first thing I thought of was Dallas.
Yeah, he'd probably go to Dallas.
It's probably not enough time to start him next week, is it?
No, probably.
It would add
something
to
watch. He got 24 hours, though, right? 24 hours? Because unless you get picked up by the worst team.
Oh, he'll be on waivers.
Yes.
Let's take a deep breath. It is Daniel Jones, right? There's not going to be a fervor to sign this guy.
Yeah, he's going to get signed.
You don't think they could use a safety?
No, he's going to get signed.
It would add a little juice to Thanksgiving if the guy just got cut by another team and signed, you know, had plays for the other one. We'll see.
That's kind of wild.
It is. No, because this has happened in recent years, and the players just stayed, right? Russell Wilson stayed with the Broncos to the end of the season.
But I feel like putting him at safety, that's disrespectful.
It did feel like that was a bit
much. I feel like somebody should have got swung on.
Daniel Jones can lay the wood, dude. What?
We got real Friday Hugh over here.
Jeez. You're going to need to regroup during this Sirianni presser.
Good thing we got Nick coming up. Let's go.
What?
You all right?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. All right, let's go out. Alberto has concerns about Sunday, quite just like you, Hugh. Right, what's up, Alberto?
What's going on? Cut you off Bluetooth. I'm as excited as I am about my Birds being 6-0 so far going into this game. I think it's a trap game. I honestly think it's a trap game. Hugh has been right about a lot of things, but at the same time, he's been wrong about a lot of things. So, you know, that's either here or there.
So I'm 50-50.
50-50, right. You know, there's nothing wrong with 50-50. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with 50-50.
Ain't nothing wrong with 50-50. So I'm as excited, like I said, as excited as I am, I'm cautious. I don't want to go in there with high hopes. But I feel confident that it's going to be a tight game. Defense is going to be a big part of this game. Like Hugh was saying earlier, Matt Stafford has seen a lot. He is the best quarterback that the Eagles have faced this year, and I'm not talking about Jaden Daniels. He's still a rookie. He still has a lot to learn. He still has a lot to develop in the league. So compared Jaden Daniels compared to Matt Stafford, I'll take Matt Stafford all day. He knows more. He's seen more. He's more developed. He has a lot.
Most accomplished.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, sir. I was tripping over my words, but
I do it every day, dog. I got you.
I know. I listen to the show all the time.
He knows. He hears you tripping over words. Alberto, I think you're both right. I don't think this is like an easy win. You know, Stafford's good, and he's got Nacua, and he has Cooper Kupp. Alberto, it's going to be fun to watch our young corners try to cover those guys, because those guys could play.
Exactly. It's a big Sunday night game. It's either Jalen Hurts, I think he's going to have a big game, but I think the defense needs to show out. On the whole Embiid situation, mm-hmm. He sucks. He's trash. I've been said that. I don't know how people can get behind an organization that emphasizes losing to win. That just makes no sense to me. But I'll leave that at that. My guess is I'll probably be wrong, but I think James Earl Jones.
That's a very good
guess.
Not it, Alberto. Alberto, call again. That was a strong first call from Alberto on the show.
Appreciate you calling, bro.
He listens to know enough that you stumble over words.
I mean, no, all the time.
Yeah, but that's a good call.
But I do it with conviction.
Conviction,
though.
Yeah.
And a lot of grace.
And pride. Stumbling over those words. All of that.
They're monominy.
Monominous.
What is that?
Monominous.
Anonymous.
Yeah, monominous.
Every time you do that, I think of Menomina, and I think of the Muppets.
You know what's funny? And people get mad. Like, I just find it hilarious how upset people get when you enunciate something wrong. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, my God, it's not the way you said. Okay. When you become an English teacher and teach your class and get back to me.
You wouldn't believe how many calls I get. Where people back here are like, tell Hugh it's pronounced. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Is it the Commodores? Is that the one that gets people?
The Commodores is the most common one.
Yeah. Does Hugh know that they're the Commanders?
Nope. No idea.
Yeah, he knows. He just likes to get under your skin.
My God.
I live rent-free in a lot of those enunciators' heads on a day-to-day basis.
Just like the snitch lives rent-free in Joel Embiid's head.
Right now, he needs to be swung on, though, Joel.
Nah, Hugh.
I'm just saying.
You need to stop putting that out there.
No,
I'm not even kidding.
No, listen. You're going to be a PR guy. How would you handle this situation?
No.
I would encourage him to swing on.
You're going to get our show in trouble. Stop.
I'm not trying to get in trouble.
No, our show's going to be in trouble.
But what other recourse do you have at this point? You've put it out in the atmosphere.
Play basketball.
What are you talking about? This isn't high school.
He made it high school. He made it high school.
This is ridiculous.
What do you go? Okay, let's say what happens if he finds out. Then what? He's going to go to the paper and say, I can't believe so-and-so called me out.
You think if he finds out who did it, he's going to tell us who did it?
No, you're going
to
put hands.
He needs to drop the entire thing.
He needs to shut up and play basketball. No. Like, just go play the game.
See, I think y'all missing the point of me saying what he needs to do. Because this would be the first time that Joel Embiid set out to do something and actually achieved it. Y'all missed that. Y'all missing that.
That's just messed up.
No, yeah. But am I wrong? Outside of the MVP? He said he'd been trying to win the championship.
But this one doesn't mean anything to anyone but him.
Hold on, he won an Olympic gold medal.
Man, he did.
He was along for the ride. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR? He was.
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, TR.
I'm sizzling. Embiid, man, we just need to trade him, man. He just makes us look. He's a good player, but he just makes us look bad, man. His injuries got him held up, so to speak. But when he's on the court, man, he just want to get in the paint. He just want to be a guard.
He don't want to get in the box.
In the last game, he coming up the court. He had, I forgot the name of the Bush, with an O. He made him pass in the ball, let him bring him up the court like he a guard. I mean, what are you doing bring the ball up the court? You know what I'm saying? I think he's scared of Siakam. He don't have no heart. When he plays against Siakam, he acts totally soft. I just think Moses needs to wish Moses can raise from the grave and say, he's going to ride with the squad or you ain't.
Stand
tall in the paint like me. That's not what he would do. I mean, he won't get in the paint. They just allow him to shoot threes. You know, he's not in shape, so he can't bang in down low, you know. And as far as the Eagles, man, this is a must-win game. I want him to keep feeding Saquon the ball, you know, keep feeding him. And do his thing. And we're going to take this win, man.
Let's get another one. Seven in a row. Let's get that one seed. All right, TR, what do you got for us? Actor with a wide variety of roles, and Kyle didn't know who this person was.
is this an older actor or a younger actor?
Well, I think that you got a guess based on Kyle not knowing, and we knew.
Okay. I don't know. I guess that is keeping in West Philly. I'll say Will Smith.
Will Smith. Now, if Kyle didn't know who Will Smith was, that's a problem.
Another problem would be making that the answer 2 days in a row.
I think the bigger issue with you not knowing who Will Smith is.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, Will Smith is a name everyone knows.
Yeah, everybody know Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's starting to rap again. He had a rap out. He got a song out, I think.
Is that the way to kind of move past a couple years ago with the slap? We're just going to...
I think so. Yeah.
He should rap about it.
I think he's moved past the slap pretty good, though.
Well, he really hasn't done much since the slap, has he?
Well, he's been low-key. He's had some movie projects. I don't know if he's shooting it or there was talk about him and Michael B. Jordan doing I Am Legend.
Oh.
Number 2.
I'd watch that.
Because I haven't heard too much else about it, but I would definitely want
to
see that.
A sequel to I Am Legend?
Yeah, because, technically, we don't know if he died at the end. Right. We assume he died.
Isn't everybody else dead, though?
Well, there were two alternate endings. No, oh. The lady left. Remember, the lady left in I Am Legend.
I really enjoyed that movie. That was a good one.
You know what that movie's based off of? The Omega Man that starred Charlton Heston back in, the 70s.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Seriously.
I don't even know what that is.
You
know who Charlton Heston is, right?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Get your hands off me, you damn filthy ape. You never heard that? You never seen Planet of the Apes?
You're talking about 70s stuff, man.
Even before that, yeah.
Okay.
Considered one of the greatest actors of ever?
You guys got to remember who you're talking to.
Yeah,
I am 29
right.
years old, guys.
Also, I think that sometimes we forget this, Hugh, when we talk to Kyle about this stuff. When we were younger,
these are the guys with the big dogs.
And this stuff was on TV. They just replayed these old movies.
The
now,
Ten Commandments. This would be the time the Ten Commandments would be on TV.
Wait, the big movie, Ten Commandments?
Charlton Heston.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen that, actually.
That's classic. Yeah. I don't. They used to put it on TV every year. I don't think they do that anymore. I think we might have moved past.
Yeah, because
is that over now?
Well, we're in a different time, and you remember some of the actors that played diverse. The cast was diverse. They weren't really that diverse.
I hadn't thought about it, but you're right.
Yeah, but they don't. So they don't. You know, that's kind of not.
Yeah, we're done with that. All right, anymore. Harley's up next. What's up, Harley?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to say I think it's wild that the Giants just released to Daniel James. That's hilarious. I heard yesterday he was playing safety for him on their scalp.
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
Yeah,
he should have slapped somebody.
Harley, I kind of hope he goes to the Cowboys and plays against the Giants on Christmas or Thanksgiving next week.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great get-back game for him? Maybe they could put him at safety. He can lay the wood on somebody. Or somebody else just said.
It would make the game more watchable because that game looks like an awful Thanksgiving game. Go ahead, Harley.
I wanted to talk about the Rams Eagles game. I think it's pretty interesting. I do think I think we got a great chance to win, but I do think it's a game that I think Hugh's right. I think we need to pay close attention. If the offense gets off to a slow start and lets their D line get after Jalen, I think we have a little bit of cause for concern there. Especially with the seasoned veteran with Stafford, I think their offense is going to be able to score some points in our defense, even though our defense has been playing really well. But Jalen has me concerned a little bit. I mean, he hasn't been playing bad the last two games, but he's still holding the ball a little bit and kind of we're getting off to some pretty slow starts.
Yeah, well, really long. I mean, you look up at the NFL, the leaders and who holds the ball the longest. He's up. I mean, he's towards the top. It's not just our eyes and our perception, Harley. The stats bear it out, too. He's got to make quicker decisions, and with the receivers he has and this, this scheme, they'll score a lot of points. He just got to get that ball out quicker.
Yeah, I agree totally. I think if this is a game that we come out and get behind by a couple scores, I don't know if we're going to be able to dig ourselves out of it. With their front seven is pretty good. They get after the quarterback. It kind of has me concerned a little bit with that. But I do think obviously we have enough talent, and we'll see what happens with Devontae. But I think it does give us a little cause for concern. Even though I think we'll probably end up having a lot of Eagles fans out there. So it might end up turning into a home game.
Yeah, that's the best part of these games out in L.A. It's been like that for, I'd say, the last, 7 or 8 years. It's usually a takeover. Harley, what do you got for us? Hugh's Clues, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with a guy. Hopefully I don't butcher his name, but it's Diamond Hansu. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. He's a
Diamond Hansu. I played at Amistad. No,
yeah,
wait a minute. Yeah.
He was at he was at Blood Diamond.
Oh,
is that Diamond Hansu?
I'm trying to picture the guy. Now, Harley, that's not it. But that's a good guess because that's one that it's not a A-lister.
I didn't know who that was either.
And I don't think that's egregious. The one, now
the other one.
Well, this is revealed, what we should have put up a poll, should you have known who this person was? I mean, I think most people are going to vote yes.
All right, I have to put my age in there, though.
But you're not 12.
Sometimes I am.
That's true. This person has been in the consciousness for a long time and in a variety of things.
Can I help people out just a little bit?
Go ahead.
Just a little bit.
Give him a clue in 2.5?
Just a little bit.
Careful.
I'm just saying, I know more than just black people. I mean, I'm just one.
Well, someone guessed that Trump.
I know more than just black folks.
I know that.
I mean, you know that. Because when I mentioned the name, he was like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm just saying, I'm just helping people out.
Well, sometimes you get weird with the Tubi stuff. Like, these could be very obscure.
I haven't watched a good Tubi movie. No, I haven't. You know what the last thing that I watched on Tubi was Stargirl.
You did tell us about that.
I binge watched Stargirl on Tubi.
You're
and it was
binge
really,
watching full shows on
yes,
Tubi?
Yes, because it. See, this is what happened. I was watching.
Sure, you only get so many hours.
No, there is zero chance that's any good or worth anyone's
no,
time.
No, Stargirl is not bad. Because what
not
I did.
Not bad for Tubi?
No, it's not. It's not bad TV. Because what happened.
I got to doubt that. I'm sorry.
I started watching it because I thought it was a movie. Because I did. You know how you look at something and you don't look at the time. You just look at. You say, oh, this looks like a good movie. And so I was like, damn. It's a TV show.
After discovering her stepdad's superhero past, a high school sophomore inspires an unlikely group of young heroes to stop the villains of the past.
Dead.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
No, it was pretty good, man. I know somebody else out there has been binged-watched
Stargirl.
No way.
There's not a single person that did that.
I guarantee you somebody out there in earshot of this show has watched Stargirl, and they would agree with me.
All right, if you've listen, you'll go front of the line.
And somebody's watched Smith Afghanistan.
If you've binge watched Stargirl on Tubi, 215-592-9494. Hugh, there's not a single person.
I guarantee.
No, someone may have tried it, watched a few episodes. Binge watch?
Binge watch.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
Stargirl is awesome.
Well, you're taking up days of your life.
I tried to get Ike to watch Smith Afghanistan.
What'd he say?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's a. Sometimes he looks at you like, come on, dog.
No, sometimes he looks at me like, he's like, man, I'm tired of talking to you right now. Let's do something else.
It's exhausting. What are you doing? Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Terrence, what's going on?
Man, first of all, man, we got Joel and me running around looking for snitches, man. He just
snitches get stitches, dog. You know what it is.
Nope. Snitches get stitches. Lay low, Joel. Play the game.
He need to go look for some new knees, man. That's what he need to go look for. He need to go look for a mature brain. He's going to ask the Tin Man for some knees and a mature brain. The Wizard of Oz. He's going to ask the Wizard of Oz for a brain and some knees.
Yeah, hop on the yellow brick road instead of looking for the snitch.
Yeah, man, like, this guy's so immature about it. You guys stink, like, and they talking about moving these guys to, I don't care, at this point, who cares where they move to? I don't care. They can move to somebody's backyard and play, put a stadium there. I wouldn't go watch them. But, like, the way they're playing, they're 2-12. They can't even beat mediocre teams right now. They don't have their star players. And we got Maxey playing. We have Embiid playing. This is horrible. It's like a circus right now. And to me, at this point, man, like you said yesterday, Joe, shut this dude down, man. To me, he's like a big goof, you know, and I'm pretty much tired of this guy, of his antics. What do they say? Shenanigans. And as far as my Philadelphia Eagles, man, this is, to me, it's 50-50. I told Kyle it's a must-win, but it's not. And this is my point. Detroit ain't got the easiest schedule going down the stretch either.
Mm-mm.
So this is kind of a 50-50. Do we need this game? We need to win this game? It would be nice to win this game, but Detroit got some heavy hitters going on. They got the 49ers. They got Green Bay.
All right, Terrence, you're right. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
Time we, Bob? Okay.
12-10.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. See how he's feeling by the end of the day. So we'll see where that is. But got a little bit more time to figure it out.
How has Britton looked in practice and return?
Yeah, he's done a nice job. Like I said, we'll see where he is by the end of the day. You don't have to make any decisions quite yet. But he's done a nice job. It's nice to get him back out there. Can't stress enough how good of a teammate Britton Covey is, and guys like being around him. So it's nice having him back out there in the, in the mix and interacting with his teammates on the practice field.
When he is back, how do you make the decision about who's the punt returner? What factors determine that?
Yeah, obviously we'll always do what's best for our football team, what we feel is best for our football team. Coop's done a very, very good job returning the ball in Britton's absence. Britton has done an excellent job, been one of the best guys in the league returning the punts as when he was the punt returner. So good problem to have. We'll factor everything and make the decision that best suits our football team.
On the outside and what we know of what goes on with you and your relationship with players, it seems like you're very much a player's coach, and that you being able to relate to them that way helps you. But when you find it necessary to kind of dole out punishment or discipline, what factors into you having to kind of go in that direction? What do you factor in?
Yeah, we have a standard. And if the standard is met, I think that if you ask the guys, they'll tell you I'm fair. And if the standard's met, I'm going to be one of the most excited people in the building. Let's just talk about the tape first. It won't get into off-field stuff or anything like that. Everything's kind of handled a little bit differently. If we're talking just about the tape, if the standard's met, we'll show it on tape. We'll celebrate it, and other guys will learn from it. If the standard's not met, we'll correct it. And we'll correct it like we do with everything in front of everybody, just so everybody can get better from it. Anything off the field, we have our rules. Same thing. I think it's kind of the same thing. It's if the standard's met, then we celebrate it. If it's not, then we have rules. We have team rules. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nick.
Having faith based on results, and you're at a point now in your coaching career where you have guys with built equity. How do you know, in the case of like Jake Elliott now, some other veterans, that you're not putting too much weight on past results and you're focusing on current results?
Yeah, that's a good question. You put faith, you account for everything, just like when you are trying to make decisions on game management things, like everything's accounted for. What is in the future, what currently is happening and what's happened in the past. You see practice every single day. Again, you guys and everybody doesn't get to see the results at practice, right? And so practice, we are, we feel like if you practice average, you're going to play average. If you practice great, you're going to play great. And so a lot of these things and a lot of these decisions and a lot of this faith, like you're seeing 1/10 of it, right, on Sunday. Now you're seeing the most important part of it, right? Because it's what you prepare for when you watch it, when you guys are watching the game. But all that, yes, game, we take a lot of faith from what happens in the game, but all those things that happen in our game-like practices as well are taken into account in our walkthrough and our meetings. That's where you build faith up. And so, but everything is taken into account. When plays designed for somebody, that play was thought out, very in depth by us as coaches, with the player in mind to be able to run that play, and then it was executed in practice. Right? If that doesn't happen, it's rare that something's not executed well in practice. It gets run in a game. So I think that all goes into it.
Two more, please.
As far as Jalen being limited on Wednesday, is that more like being proactive because of the past injuries he's had late in the season?
Yeah, again, he's good to go. I'm not going to get too much into everybody's injuries. You guys know me, how I'll kind of, or not injuries, but get into everybody's things. Like, I'm not going to get into that, but he's good to go. Everybody's doing maintenance on their bodies at this time of the year. And so you saw he was limited on Wednesday. He was good to go yesterday. He'll be full in today. So, but like I said, everybody's doing maintenance because this is a long season. I mean, these guys are going through, just such a long, grueling season. And we're in week 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in week 12 right now. So, a lot of guys are just, continuing to do the extra things they need to do for the long haul.
I meant it more from the point of view, he's always been a guy who wants to do everything in every practice,
mm-hmm.
no matter if he he's hurting or not in the past, and if that's what you guys are doing this year.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to get too much into that, but yeah, he's good to go, you know, and you guys, like I said yesterday, he was in full, and you guys talked to him and heard from him as well.
Nick, if Jahan or Johnny Wilson have to have elevated roles this week, what have you seen that gives you confidence that they're ready for that?
Yeah, just the continued getting better every single day. Both of them have made some big plays, you know, in the past couple weeks, right? Johnny catching his first touchdown pass. Jahan catching a deep ball in the Jacksonville game, then also the Dallas game, and so yeah, again, and then the things that we see in practice, these guys come to work hard every single day, they put it on the line every single day, they've had good practices throughout the week, and you know we're excited about their possibilities if they need to. And then we've had some good experiences with guys this year that have stepped in and contributed, and that's an awesome part of a team.
All right, thanks.
All right, there it is. Nick Sirianni's Friday press conference. Devontae Smith, we'll see. So we'll check out that injury report. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on the other side. Joel Embiid's reception at the games tonight. Would you boo him if you were going? Eagles, is this a must-win? I believe it is against the Rams. They're going to be the number one seed. Plus Sirianni on Devontae Smith. And what does that mean for Jalen Hurts Sunday, the passing game? All to come. 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You voted. The ballots are tallied. Now, Sports Radio 94 WIP's Turkey.